Welcome to One Simple Step. You don't have to turn your whole life upside down just to take care of your health. Just take it one step at a time. Hi there. Welcome to episode 3 of One Simple Step. I'm Joyce Day, your host, and today let's talk about probiotics. Most people are familiar with these little capsules that doctors recommend, the magazines, the health magazines talk about them all the time, and they're little pills that have good bacteria in them that we're supposed to take to keep our digestive system working more effectively. So most of us are familiar at least with the general concept, but we maybe don't always understand exactly why they're so important. So our digestive system actually starts at our mouth and goes all the way through our belly, through our intestines, and out the other end, right? And so it's not really a matter of we are what we eat, it's actually a matter of we are what we digest. And so if our digestive system isn't working right, it can start us down the road of all sorts of different health problems. Even emotional problems like anxiety and depression are being associated or linked to digestive imbalances or things going on with the digestive tract. And so it's really, really, really important that we take steps on a daily basis to protect our digestive health. And we can actually do that in a really affordable way. It's actually an awesome alternative to those really expensive probiotics that you see at the health food stores and that your doctor's always telling you about. Not that there's anything wrong with probiotics, they're awesome, and there's times and places when we may need those. But if you could be eating something that actually builds up your digestive health over time and takes the pressure off so that we don't have to rely on those little pills, what an awesome thing that would be, right? And so that's what we're going to be talking about today is sauerkraut. So sauerkraut, I know most of us think of like that slimy, mushy stuff that our grandpa put on hot dogs when we were kids, but that's not what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about fermented sauerkraut. It's a living food that is typically kept in the refrigerator section at your local health food stores or in the health food section of your local grocery store. And so it's cold, it's alive, it's full of probiotics, and even eating a small amount on a daily basis actually builds up your digestive health over time. So let's dive into the interview. We're gonna be talking to Joe Zitch today. He's gonna be talking about sauerkrauts and how he got started with his company, 309 Cultures, making different sauerkrauts for us to eat to build up our digestive health over time. But we get to try lots of different flavors thanks to people like him and companies like his. And it's just a really easy way to take care of our bodies. And we're always, you know, looking for what's that one simple step that's going to help us to feel our best every day. This is one that everybody can do because I guarantee it's just a matter of finding that one flavor that really works for you. So we're going to dive into the interview. No more waiting. And I hope you love it. Thanks. Joe, welcome to One Simple Step. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you for having me on. Excited to chat with you.
Awesome. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about fermented food today. Ferments. What the heck are ferments? Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
So a lot of times when I tell people about fermented foods, I think initially people get like a little skittish or they think it's skunky and stuff. So the way I've been presenting it lately is vegetables preserved with probiotics. And I think that hits the words that are more receivable for people. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially just a means of preserving. It's essentially the opposite of pickling.
Okay.
But this is like using natural probiotics to maintain the life in the food,
okay,
rather than stifling it. And so this allows us to have foods like cabbage and carrots and beets that are usually a little bit tougher to break down in their raw state, preserved naturally and rich in probiotics.
Okay. So I mean, most people are seeing these in the grocery store. It's kind of popping up like in the health food section of different grocery stores. So before we dive into like what in the heck got you going with this sort of thing, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the idea of fermented food is not a new one, right? It's been around for thousands of years.
Right. So it goes back to, you know, even like the Great Wall of China, sailors bringing barrels of kimchi so they could have something fresh while they're out to sea for such long periods of time. And it's something that kind of fell away in the 50s when we were able to get food all year round. Mm-hmm. So then it wasn't necessary in the way that it was. But just because we're able to access food doesn't mean that there's no value in fermented foods anymore, because as we understand now, there's a lot of benefits outside of just being able to have things out of season. So when that went away, I think we saw some shifts happen, and now bringing it back into society seems to be helping a lot.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, old styles of clothes that come back into season. And, you know, we're finding out a lot of this stuff we used to do that we quit doing for convenience reasons, it turns out actually was kind of cool. And now we're bringing it back in our own ways, which I think is so great, because now it's like, we get the best of all worlds, right? We get the best of the convenience of modern day and technology, but we can bring in these things that were really awesome for us as well and kind of customize and tailor things. So for our listener, I want to make sure you guys understand. So when you are at the store in like the health food section, or actually it's starting to pop up in just the regular parts of the grocery store now, you're going to see stuff like, I mean, most of us are familiar with yogurt. Yogurt's like the most commonly understood probiotic food, right? It's got good bacteria in there mixed with some dairy. And then they tell you, like the Activia commercials, right? Eat one a day to keep things regular, right? And so this is just what's happening is we're starting to realize that probiotics are so important. So people are just looking around. What if you can't eat dairy? What if you can't eat yogurt, right? So then people are looking around and saying, wow, well, you know, we need these probiotics. We're starting to see they're really awesome for us. And hey, wait a minute. There's all these other fermented foods that are out there that bring in all this awesome flavor, and they you get to eat it. It's better than buying a $30 pill at the health food store and having to pop a pill every day. This is a way for you to save $30, right? Or a big chunk of that. And instead of popping a pill every day, you can actually just eat some of this really delicious food, and it's going to give you the same health benefits, right? So you're going to see stuff like kefir and kombucha and sauerkraut. And so if you're seeing these kind of things in the refrigerator section, they're always going to be in the refrigerator section, right, Joe?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll see sauerkraut on the shelf, like just jarred stuff. And it's definitely pasteurized is the only way that that's able to be done. But that's a good signature of like not a kraut worth really investing in.
Yeah. So let's talk about what sauerkraut is not. So we're focused specifically on, as far as fermented foods, we're talking about sauerkraut today, which is where you take, and kimchi, but we're taking vegetables and we're fermenting them using some salt and some thyme. But I think it's important. Most people hear the word sauerkraut, and some of us have like bad memories of childhood, like mushy sauerkraut that grandpa put on his hot dog at the baseball game and stuff like that. So let's talk about what, that's not what we're talking about. You're talking about when you're in the canned food section and you see those cans of sauerkraut, or sometimes I see them also in like the deli section. Have you ever noticed that some in the deli section in the summer times, if you go look and you're looking for like those different slaws and stuff like that, you'll see like sauerkraut with some sausages and things like that. Have you noticed that?
I haven't. What I've noticed are almost like big, like applesauce jar style ones that are just like out with like beans and things like that, and canned tomato sauces.
Okay.
It's definitely not living if it is there. And that's what we want, is that living bacteria.
How in the heck did you even get started with this? Because I think a lot of people think that you have to be like super into natural stuff and super crunchy and like do it all yourself. And I know a lot of people, we're just so busy these days, we don't have time to really track stuff down. So you were not a big crazy health nut, right? Tell us how you got started.
So I wasn't seeking out the probiotic side of it so much. I was just on the culinary side of it. So I was very focused on organic foods, and it really narrowed my hot sauce selection. And then to that point, most of them all had really strong vinegars, and now I felt like that was all I tasted. So I discerned that there was two methods of making hot sauce, sort of the using vinegar, which kills bacteria and allows you to preserve it for a long time, or retaining the bacteria and fermenting it. Mm-hmm. And so I went with the fermentation method because it omitted vinegar. Later on, as I did more and more batches of that, started to figure it out, then I started to switch towards like shredded vegetable blends. And those, because of the volume I was able to incorporate, that's when I started to feel the real health benefits of it. With the hot sauce, I would never say that, like, I put some drops of that hot sauce on there and my gut health helped. Like, it wasn't much like that, but it did really get me to understand the process more and learn from, like, small batches. I did some very small batches, you know, just using super hot peppers and herbs and stuff like that. Then I got up to my bulk, understanding the process a little bit better. And now I've been going for, like, maybe 2 years of eating fermented foods a lot. And now I understand the health benefits beyond just, like, having read about them. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I think people will learn from the most, is feeling it for themselves.
Yeah. But I love that. It was just, you're just a guy who wanted some hot sauce that didn't taste like vinegar, right?
Yeah.
That's what you wanted. So you like to cook.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't come into it with a ton of knowledge. I didn't have to, like, be prepped or much for it. It was a really simple little thing on my counter, and it helped me to understand biology a little bit better.
Yeah. It just turned into kind of a hobby, and then you sort of fell in love with it, and then you saw the health benefits, and then you thought, well, I could make more of this. So now Joe is the founder and owner of 309 Cultures, where he actually makes, fairly small batches of three different types of krauts that he carries at, if you live in the Central Illinois area, at Natural Yours Grocery. So we've got to highlight these. He's got the traditional sauerkraut, which I have here. Traditional sauerkraut. For those of you watching on YouTube, you can see it here. And this is just, it's just cabbage and salt, right? You didn't even put any seeds or herbs in it.
Right. I wanted it to be as simple as possible. And I omitted the caraway seed, which is kind of a classic sauerkraut addition. Mm-hmm. Just went kind of plain, essentially, but let it ferment a little bit longer to get kind of a deeper taste in there. But I like the simplicity of that one. And there's times where I have the others that are a little more complex, and sometimes I just want just simple kraut.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. And so the cool part, guys, remember we talked about, is find a flavor that works well for you. And Joe is making that so easy. You guys don't have to go down the road he did. You don't have to go make your own stuff. You can actually just go out and buy one jar of his kraut. And Joe, like, how much, I mean, we both know that there's a huge benefit to probiotics in here and helping your gut health. And so most people, when they think of probiotics, they're thinking of, like, the pills that they have to buy at the store that's $20, $30, $40. And you're supposed to take one, two, or three pills of those a day, and you're getting so many billion CFUs of probiotic, right? And they're only getting usually a couple of different strains of bacteria. Like, there's a few different kinds. But with this, I've read different numbers, but there's often over 20 different types of good bacteria in a good sauerkraut, right?
Yeah. So I like the method of delivery and the source of food for the ferments, rather than laboratory, whether that is natural or not. I just think that the production method, when I get a jar of powdered probiotic, or capsules filled with a powder, versus food that I can see air bubbles going in, I can see that life, like, one has just resonated with me a lot more. And I've tried a lot of different types of powders and pills. I've given them quite a good shot, and I use them occasionally making yogurt and things like that, but these foods have really, I've really felt them.
Yeah, it's like, those are a good backup. Like, I would never say, oh, don't ever use the store-bought probiotics and the pill capsules. There's times and places for those, and there's people that might need to take them for some specific reason. But for the typical person who's just running around doing their life, I would much rather eat it too. So, I mean, the other part of this is that when you find those ones that you really love the flavor of, you're adding such a depth of flavor to your food that, I mean, so let's talk about what that looks like. So they're going to go through. So we've got kimchi, which is basically, it's like a sauerkraut, except it has some other veggies mixed in with it. It's not just cabbage, right?
It's basically a Korean style blend. And so it was popularized in that area, has really grown in Western culture as well. And so this is sort of a play on that, I would say.
So those of you that like spicy stuff, it does have a little, not crazy spicy, but it does have a little bit of spice to it. It's like a kind of a medium salsa type of a deal. It feels like to me anyway, except obviously it's not tomatoes and it's not salsa, but it's kimchi. So it's a whole nother condiment that, again, if you could just put a tablespoon of this on one of your meals each day, that would be your one simple step. That would be your one thing to add into your eating plan. And just, you could end up just like Joe here, just seeing the health benefits over time. It's, you're eating, it tastes good. It's a great, if you, especially if you like spicy, but then you actually get the chance to protect your body a little bit over time as well, which is really cool. Okay. So for those of you listening, we've got the traditional sauerkraut. That's like your, not quite pickle flavored, but it's like a good soury kind of, similar to a pickle that you could put on savory. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Tangy. I like the word tangy, right? So that's great for, I like to put that on my scrambled eggs in the morning. Just don't heat it, guys. When you're going to eat these krauts, we don't want to heat them up. So don't put them in with your eggs or anything like that. You're going to cook your food and then just put a scoop of that cold kraut right on the side and take, I just take little bites of my scrambled eggs with a little bit of the kraut on there. And I don't use salt because there's already salt in the kraut. So it kind of salts my eggs. Or I was telling Joe, I made a, my husband grilled chicken out on the grill last night for us. And so I made a salad as we're doing our, we've got a bunch of veggies from the farmer's market. So I made up a big salad, threw some stuff on it, some cauliflower, some bell peppers, cucumbers, and then put my chicken over the top and then just took a big hefty scoop of the traditional sauerkraut, which is half gone already. It's half gone. And I've only had it a couple days. I'm liking it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I put that on the very top of my salad, and I actually use the juices of this as like a tangy salad dressing. And it's a very, there's no fat in it. It's just that tangy flavor. So
I love whenever I have that little bit of extra brine, it can work that into something else. It's such a unique addition to a salad that just can't get anywhere else.
You can't, because mostly it's vinegars, right? That's how we're flavoring our salad dressings, is vinegars, right back to where you talked about earlier. So that brine, that's a good point. The juices are just as helpful as the kraut itself, guys. So don't toss that juice out. It's not like your pickle juice that you eat all the pickles and dump that juice out. Although I do know some people drink it,
I've had times where I'm like doing big batches and I've jarred up as much of the solid and poured a lot of brine over the jars and there's still some brine left. And I've definitely taken big shots of what is essentially just liquid probiotic.
Yeah.
And it's been a time where I can like instantly tell like, yep, this is active. Like this is, it's got those microbes in it.
Yeah. So don't toss your juice out. Use it to sprinkle over your dressings or add into things. It's a really good addition to your food. And so we have to talk about this last flavor, because I've never seen this flavor before ever. This is your unique flavor, which I think is so cool. And this is your purple curry kraut. It is very purple, guys. For those of you watching, tell me more about how in the heck did you come up with this? Cause this one's pretty unique.
So I wanted to have something that was original in it, knowing that sauerkraut is sort of a master recipe. Kimchi, as we said, has been around. This is sort of my spin on it. And so I love basically every ingredient in that jar. And it was the first time I made it. I had it, like my proportions weren't quite right, but I knew, I was like, I'm on to something here. And so even when I just mixed it and, you know, the colors together, it just, everything just kind of felt right. And it was a relatively simple combination. So I felt like between these three, the meals that they would pair with, I had covered a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to what you said of making it just accessible, you know, like I don't want someone to be like, well, I don't like spicy food, so I can't really enjoy this stuff. Like there's alternate ways of getting this stuff into your diet. So I felt like with these three, particularly, that purple one seems to be the most palatable to the most people. The kimchi is the top seller. I think the purple curry can be a good addition and something that just kind of breaks out of the, if people have had a sauerkraut, didn't like it, or kimchi is spicy, like this is just something different. It's not spicy. And I think maybe locally we can start getting people really into this stuff.
Awesome. That's so cool. It's like a little, I bought all three of them and I got a super fun 309 Cultures magnet.
Yeah.
My natural yours. I bought all three of them and it's like having a little buffet of kraut in my refrigerator, which is fun for me because I've been a long time, you know, I make some krauts at home, just super simple stuff. And I try to eat kraut, you know, on a regular basis. And when I run out, I really notice that I don't have any kraut. So I was kind of excited. I just run out of kraut when we talked last week. So I ran out and got all three of these. And it's just nice to have those different flavors. And again, I love what you're doing because you are making it so accessible to most people. The idea of, oh, you have to go make your own kraut to be able to try this stuff out, it's not going to happen, right? We're so busy. We've got so many things. You don't want to buy the equipment or whatever. So for you to be doing this and putting out these different flavors and letting people kind of check it out for themselves, it's so awesome. I love it.
Well, and you touched on something that I think is important there of making it, it's not only accessible, but enjoyable to where like when these become part of my rhythm or like for a while, my work lunch was just like literally an avocado with forkfuls of kraut and stuff. So when you find these little meals or patterns of using them, when you run out, then it's like, I need to get more. Where when I've run out of a probiotic tablet before, I sometimes will go a couple of days, let's say, we'll save some money and take a little week off and then get that jar where these, no question, if I'm out of kraut, like pretty quickly, I'm going to be getting more kraut in.
Yeah.
So I think it makes it easy to get in the rhythm, just like finding a yoga studio that's right for you. Then you kind of just go more and it becomes part of your flow.
Yeah. Well, and the other point here is, again, I'm talking about budgets. I mean, I have friends who have some digestive problems and they know that probiotics are good for them and help them feel better. But just like you said, there's those months when money's tight and they run out of probiotic and it might be a month or 2 months before they get that extra $30 to go out and buy the good probiotic, right? And so what I tell people all the time is a bottle of this is $6, $7, $8. I think it's like $8 or something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that $8 for a whole big jar of it, and you're only eating a tablespoon a day. So this can really drag out and you're getting way better quality of probiotic. Plus you're getting all the other nutrition. I mean, there's vitamin C and vitamin K and lots of vitamins and minerals in here. You get the minerals from the salt, you get the probiotics, you get the fiber, which we all need to be eating more vegetables. So
yeah. And I think one thing that's very beneficial in there as well is pairing the probiotics along with the fiber with the living enzymes from the raw foods.
Yes.
So that's something where I always think millennials are loving avocado because it's never cooked. So you're always getting raw living like enzymes in there in some way. And so I think these, like you said, of not heating them, putting them in a meal is a element that can have enzymes to help digest the food along with the probiotics. So I think they're a very powerful dual supplement in that way.
Yes, and saving you a lot of money because digestive enzymes are not inexpensive either. If you're going to get a good digestive enzyme, they're often $30, $40, $50. So spend $30, $40, $50 on probiotics and enzymes separately, or eat a spoonful of kraut with one meal every day. Like, it's a simple step that we all could do. It's just a matter of trying some different flavors and finding out the one that's going to be the best for you. So Joe, why don't you tell us, where are your krauts available right now?
So the jars are available at Naturally Yours in Peoria, just kind of tucked away in the back of the Metro Center. You can also get it on the like sandwiches and wraps there too, out of their deli. And it's also available at Zion Coffee Shop downtown. The kimchi is an available add-on for their toast.
Okay.
So, for now, that's all I have going because I agreed to let Naturally Yours have it exclusively for 1 year as a thank you for letting me use their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So November is when you'll start to see it kind of spread out a little bit more around the central Illinois area, and production stepping up as well.
So what I love, that's so exciting. I didn't realize you could get it on sandwiches and stuff at Naturally Yours in Zion, because that means that you could go taste it.
Yeah.
And see if you like it before you buy a whole jar of it. So that's really exciting. So guys, get yourself down. If you live in the central Illinois area, get yourself down to Naturally Yours or to Zion. Try out some of these krauts. Figure out which one's your favorite. And all you've got to do is eat a tablespoon of kraut once a day, and it's going to start to build and protect your digestive system. It helps on so many different levels. And then if you don't live in Central Illinois, you know, just do a little bit of a science experiment. Get out to the grocery stores, to your health food section, the refrigerator section. If you like pickles, try dill pickle. If you like spicy, try to find a kimchi. If you like tangy or savory, like an Italian dressing type of a thing, maybe try a traditional sauerkraut and see which one's going to work best for you. So, Joe, I really appreciate you coming on here today. This has been a super fun talk, and I will be snacking on your krauts for weeks to come and enjoying the health benefits.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me here and let me tell my story.
Awesome. All right. We'll see you around town, Joe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.